Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. We have officially made it to the season one finale here at WrestleSode. Woo, yeah! Hardcore! All the claps, all the claps. And I have a treat for all of you here today. I have an interview with the golden child, Kayla J. You might remember her from the Clandestine Society interviews. We're going to be talking about what happened at the Clandestine Society, how she got into wrestling, some of her favorite matches, and what we should be looking forward to with Kayla J moving forward. But before we do get into that, we will be hearing from our sponsors over at the Win Column Sports Network. Let's just talk a little bit about what's going to be happening with Season 2, though. Season 2 is starting January 6th. It will start with a review of RCW, or Real Canadian Wrestling's Retribution, which is going to be taking place on Friday, January 3rd, in Calgary. If you are in the Calgary area and you want to watch an amazing show with some incredible stars that they're bringing in, like Ace Austin from Impact Wrestling, the X Division champion, or heck, even the last real man, Silas Ying, you're going to have to get your tickets down to RCW's Retribution this Friday, January 3rd. Doors open at 7:30, or a seven, one of the two like that. Just look it up online. Go check it out on Facebook. Check out all that information. I'll have it listed below. But let's get straight into the interview. I know that's why all of you are here. Stay tuned at the end of the interview, though. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going to be happening in season two and the changes happening to this channel. And all of that will come as soon as we hear from our sponsors over at the Win Column Sports Network.
When things aren't going right for your team, you scream at the television. When things are going right, you throw up a fist pump. The Win Column Sports Network puts your passion into words. Along with our affiliates Below the Ice, Duncan Duma, and Backbreaker Media, the Win Column Sports Network provides professional-level coverage of semi-professional franchises, athletes, and organizations in Edmonton. Get in the Win Column with a fan's perspective on local sports with stories you can only find online at wincolumnsports.ca.
Hey everybody, Anthony here with the golden child, Kayla J. I know you are all incredibly envious of me, but Kayla, how are you doing today?
Oh, I love that. That's perfect. I'm great because, like I said before, you got my name right. Mm-hmm. Spencer has not gotten my name right. So if we're talking about the win and the lose column, you're definitely still in the win column.
There you go. I'm starting my own feud here with Spencer on the Win Column Sports Network. We'll have to have an interview off, even though he's got about like 100 more on me than I do. So
he's got a lot now in his repertoire.
But you know what? I'll sell it. I'll make it seem real. I can do an interview. We'll see. Anyways, so we are here with Kayla. Kayla, so let's talk a little bit about who Kayla J is. Kayla, what was your soiree into wrestling, I guess I'll call it?
The very, very beginning?
Yeah, like what brought you into the world of wrestling? What got you hooked?
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess essentially when I was young, like really young, my dad always watched. So I was kind of just like very intrigued. So I just remember, you know, Stone Cold, my favorite back in the day. Loved him. I just thought he was so cool. You know what I mean? Like, I did not think he's cool. So I just remember just watching him, The Rock. Obviously, at that time, like Trish Lita were on my TV, so on and so forth. Just a big fan. And then I kind of just like fell off the wagon when I went to university. Didn't watch TV for like 4 or 5 years. Came back into the game in 2016. Yeah, because it was the year after TakeOver Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I just remember just stumbling into the world of what's happened, I guess, basically in WWE and in wrestling for a few years, and just got hooked again. And, you know, like the main match that hooked me was, you know, like you, the first thing you search on YouTube, Sasha Banks, first thing that shows up is her and Bayley in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah. Brooklyn
and
won. What
that was
a match.
My first return match after like 5-6 years of not watching wrestling. And that was my match that just like hooked me back in. And then I started training like 5 or 6 months later.
That's really awesome.
That was
awesome.
How it started. Yeah.
It's just amazing that in those 6 months you kind of got back into wrestling. You're like, this is what I'm going to do now. I'm going to become a wrestler.
Well, and it was like right after I finished university and I was working full time. So all my nights were spent just like catching up on the years of wrestling I missed, not just in WWE, but like Impact, TNA, whatever they were calling themselves at the time. Like, just catching up on everything. And then was like, okay, you know what? I'm not in school anymore. Like, why don't let's make this like a reality? So I just spent all my time researching and stuff when I should have been working, but I spent most of my time researching too.
Hey, I can't complain about that. I've done that myself. I hope nobody at my work is listening to this, but
it's like they didn't check my search history, so it's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So where did you get your starting in training? So how did you start training in wrestling?
So basically I just emailed some places, and Monster Pro Wrestling here in Edmonton just emailed me back. And I was looking at Lance, of course, like going to Storm. But at the time, like the wait list was super long, and I just had like an itch. I was like, I gotta go now. I can't wait like a year. Like I have to go. And Monster Pro just emailed me back super quick, and I went and met with them and started training that week basically. And he was like, oh, you should, he's like, do you want to just like wait? Like you don't have to pay right now. And I was like, no, I'm paying now. Like my commitment's here. Like I'm paying, because if I pay, I have to come, you know? So I did that, and I was there for a year and just trained like as much as I possibly could. That was my start.
That's awesome. So you've been in the game now, you said, on about 3 years. Is that correct?
Yes, because I started in January. So I guess my 3 year is coming up in a little less than a month, probably 3 weeks. So that'll be my 3 years since I started training, which is crazy to think.
Man, that's great. And already in those 3 years, you've already become one of the biggest personalities in Alberta as being the golden child. How did the golden child come about?
Well, it was a lot of change, I guess, in the last leading up, because my first year or so wrestling, like I didn't really get to choose what I wanted to do. And then like, you know, break the walls. No pun intended, considering he wrestled as Chris Jericho last weekend. But Jack Pride, him and I, super close. He came up with the idea of Pride and Envy. As many people kind of, I think that was kind of like my breakthrough. Like, KJ Cash was there, but Envy was what broke me through.
Right.
And that was like, you know, I guess that was kind of, it started off his idea, became a collaboration, essentially, and like so on and so forth. Long story short, our characters, they broke up. Our team broke up. And I said, okay, this is my time to do whatever I want. Like, RCW kind of gave me the platform to do that. So I was like, okay, let's pick a name and a thing that I want to do probably for the next, like, however many years I'm wrestling. Like, forever, hopefully.
Right.
And Kayla J. And everybody does call me, like, a little bit of the golden child in my family, because I am that child. Essentially, so I said, let's make it obnoxious and let's add it to wrestling. And here we are.
Fantastic. And you know, these days, we got to say that you have some of the best super kicks around. I'm curious personally, who taught you your super kick?
Oh, you know what? Thinking back on it now, I think it was two people.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll be able to guess, but Jack Pride was the first one.
Right.
And standing right next to him was Chris Parrish.
Oh, man. Okay, those are great answers to use.
Yes, so they both taught me that day. And I don't know what came about us. I think we were messing around in the Monster Pro ring. Mm-hmm. And I said something about super kicks. And they're like, let's teach you how to throw one. And the next show, I think the Irishman said, I want you to super kick me. And then it just took off from there. Yeah, there's like a picture out there too. And it's like mine and his, one of our favorite pictures ever.
I got to take a look into this picture. That sounds really cool.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's awesome.
So you've wrestled for a couple of different promotions. What would you say your current home-based promotion is?
Force Pro Wrestling.
Force Pro Wrestling.
Hands down. Like, they're my home now. Like, that's where I spend all my time. That's where I want all my energy to go. And they're family.
So let's talk a little bit about Force Pro. Yeah, exactly. It's always nice to have kind of a home, you know what I mean? Like a family there, right?
Yes, yeah.
So for the lesser known here down in Calgary area, obviously Force Pro runs mostly out of Edmonton. You guys have done the Prelude and just the Tip so far. Mm-hmm. How have those shows gone for you?
Oh, super good. I mean, you kind of just look at like the first show, like the Prelude. I got to wrestle Zoe Sagar, mm-hmm. what I was waiting to do for a long time, because our matches before that, I had to wait, like, I think eight months, maybe, something like that, until I got to wrestle her again, so I finally did. And then I got to wrestle with Dylan Stone against MRB and Zoe Sager in the main event the exact same night.
So that's that, like, in itself is such a cool story to have, hey?
It is. Like, that alone, like, I've never wrestled. I don't think I've wrestled twice in one night, much less in the main event, I think, as I spoke with Spencer Love about that.
Right.
That was just insane. Like, I wrestled 40 minutes that night. That was so much fun. Like, I was looking so much forward to that night. And it just came out, I think, like, I don't want to say perfect because nothing's ever perfect. But in my mind, like, I had so much fun. Therefore, it was perfect to me.
There you go. Well, I'm pretty sure The Prelude was also Spencer's show of the year. So, and I guess that,
oh, it was my show of the year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You're like, for me, too. But so moving on from The Prelude, let's get into the Clandestine Society a little bit here. So you have had probably the greatest 30 seconds in the entire clusterfuck match when you first entered that ring. Can you talk a little bit about what happened when you first entered into the ring?
Oh, gosh. Well, the ring was full. Mm-hmm. Like, I think every contender that was not eliminated yet.
Yes.
Yeah, because only Ava Lawless came out after me.
Right.
So everybody was in the ring, except for Andre and I think Titan, and two giants. I think everybody else was in the ring.
And Tex. Tex also wasn't
quite
in the ring yet.
Oh, of course. Tex had to give me a beer. Pops had to give me a beer before I came in there. He knew I was thirsty just from walking up the entrance ramp. So I noticed everybody was in the ring, and I said, okay, I'm just going to take my time. Just maybe have a sip of beer. And then I just picked my spot, and I said, how could I not just super kick everybody?
You,
like, it was just asking, it was
everyone.
Begging for it.
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
I made sure I was like, you got to stretch. You know you're going to super kick somebody. You got to stretch. And I got to do it.
So
that was, I won just from doing that.
That was your big win. Unfortunately, you didn't end up going over. That went with the honking man, the Canadian Goose, Kyle Shaw. But,
yes.
I mean, you still, in my opinion, had some of the best spots of the entire match. And I have a question for you, a little controversy here.
Ooh.
So I'm in a bit of a debate here with the YYC Wrestling Hub. I seem to remember you super kicking Andre in the face. He seems to remember you slipping and accidentally hitting Andre. What happened exactly?
Slipped.
Oh, you slipped. You slipped.
I did.
Okay.
It was a twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I, just my foot angled wrong. I missed Titan, got Andre, you know, it's just what happens.
See, I just was under the impression that you just had so much adrenaline, you were just seeing red at that moment, and you just happened to get in his way. But so it was more just, the ground was a little wet.
Yes, it was. There was beer everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So my shoes were probably still wet from the ground.
Fantastic.
Translated into the ring somehow, but, you know, it was there.
So have you and Andre worked it over? Have you sat down with him? So how did that all work out after the match?
Oh, I bought him a beer.
Oh, okay.
We're good to go. We're still best friends. We're good to go.
So you've been working lately with Dylan Stone. How's that been, working with Dylan Stone?
Oh, I love him. Oh, he's the best. Oh, he's so good. Yeah, Dylan Stone, we found ourselves across the ring from each other many, many, many times. So for us to finally be able to come together, I'm really happy that we're getting to do that in force. We're just taking the bull by its horns, or whatever the saying is there. And how can you not say no when somebody's like, recognizes your talent, you know, want to work together? And I love it. He's a great guy.
I have to say, his dildo on a pole match, what a fantastic match. Over at the Clandestine Society as well. So you're working
closer.
He did do quite well. I'm sure the match left a little bad taste in his mouth, but I mean, you know, not every loss can be a victory, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, he did do well. I'm very proud of him. He looked beautiful.
Yes, he did. Oh, best makeup.
He looked gorgeous. So, I mean, I only got to catch the second half of his match, but he looked amazing, and that's all that matters sometimes.
I was gifted to get to see his whole upper thigh as he was entering into the ring. He got to show the entire east side of the audience, and thankfully,
he works
that's
hard
what
on that body.
He does a much better job than I do. I'll give him that for sure. But so you're working closer with Dylan Stone and with Andre in Force Pro. Is there going to be a name for you for those of you down, or for those of us down south who don't get to catch the shows as often?
So we're going to go by the Golden Cartel.
Ooh.
We have to have gold in there.
Right.
So the boys love the gold. I mean, there have been gold sunglasses and mm-hmm. gold jackets. So as long as it has gold in it, we're good to go.
So when you look at the Golden Cartel, where do you see you, the three of you, in 6 months from now?
In 6 months from now, I see literal gold.
Oh.
When Forest decides to, you know, bring its gold into play, we're going to win it all.
I like that. But it seems like there are people standing in your way, though. I know you've got a bit of a beef with MRB. Do you want to talk about your beef with MRB right now?
Ooh. You know, I'm not really sure where we stand. He did put me through a table at Just the Tip. You know, even though I lost that match, I still feel like I won.
Right.
In my mind. Andre and I, we had a little bit of a miscommunication again during that match. But you know what? I can see past it. He can see past it. We're still friends. Beer fixes everything sometimes. Mm-hmm. I would like to have another match with him just to prove that I can hang. I want to prove that I can beat him. And maybe one day we'll be meeting for gold, literal gold, you know?
I would love to see something like that. I've said it before, I wish I could get up to Edmonton more often for those local shows. Will we be seeing Kayla J wrestling further down south here, Calgary way, anytime soon?
I would never keep it out of the conversation. Because you never say never. It'll probably happen. Do I know when? Not really.
Fair enough.
But it'll probably happen for sure in 2020. I would say within the first half of 2020.
Well, there you go. I know all of us down south here are going to be looking forward to that. When you see yourself now, Kayla, I've got a couple of just quick rapid-fire questions for you, things like that. What would you say would be your favorite piece of gold to wear if you could choose any piece of gold anywhere in the business?
Like literal gold?
Yeah, like literal gold, any belt. It could be any belt. It could literally be a trophy. If you could possess any piece of wrestling gold and call that your piece of gold, what would it be?
I mean, how could you not say the NXT Women's Championship right now?
Oh, well, I know a certain Rhea Ripley who might have something to say about that.
Oh, she would destroy me.
Hey, I mean, I don't see her doing super kicks like you do, okay?
Oh, that's true. Thank you. I knew I liked you. honestly, how I feel like that title is for sure, like, number one out there right now. Like, you can't really argue with it right now. I mean, that division's, like, amazing.
That division has been crazy literally the last four years. It's
like,
crazy.
They had a little bit of a lull there for a year or two, but honestly, I think within the last, let's just even look at the last 6 months since all these ladies have been called up, like Candice LeRae, Io Shirai, like, they've been doing amazing. So I feel like that title for sure is like, that's where people want to go, you know? Like, obviously, I love Raw or SmackDown. Impact is amazing as well. Like, you look at their women's division, like, they're stacked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would love to go there, but right now, like, for sure, NXT, like, that title is number one for sure.
When you think of your past NXT women's champions, like, which ones stand out to you?
See, I'm super biased because I love Sasha Banks.
Right. Oh, well, that's fair. It's totally okay to like Sasha Banks. Her feud with Charlotte in 2016 was my feud of the year. So just
put and that's when there. I got back into wrestling. So that was like my whole, like, you're coming back and like, this is what's happening. And I was like, whoa, this is insane. Like, I need to do this. Yeah, I would obviously say her, but I loved Bayley and Asuka's reign too. Like, Bayley's is really good.
Right.
Like, she really established that. And I think this, like, she was left alone. So she kind of had to like rework an entire division when she won that title. And she did a great job for what, almost a year, I think.
Something so.
Like that.
Something
maybe like
that,
eight
yeah.
or 9 months. But
yeah.
I always, like, when I think about like the past and that title, I think of those two for sure.
That's I agree with that. Just like you, I got back into wrestling in about 2016. So, and for me, unfortunately, it wasn't something that I could say was cool. It was a promo that brought me back. It was when Enzo Amore and Big Cats debuted on the main roster and cut that promo against the Dudley Boys. I don't know that made its way across my screen. I was like, what the hell am I missing? And then I just immediately fell back in love with wrestling. So
good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it to Enzo. Man is a good talker. Man, is he good on the mic.
Yes.
I mean, as long as it's not rap. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know about that, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, so let's a couple more questions here. Favorite matches of all time? I know it's hard to always choose one, but there's always a few that leave an impact on people.
See, I go back. I just keep going back to like NXT and stuff. But
that's
obviously,
fine.
Like the obviously Brooklyn one. Right. Really can't go wrong. I do honestly really love their Iron Woman match for the fact that like pure psychology.
Right.
Like if we just, oh my God. Untouchable. Like you compare those matches and I'm just like, oh my God, the psychology is incredible in that match. I honestly really also love the women's tag match Elimination Chamber when they introduced the titles. For some reason, I just like really loved that match.
I was there.
Oh my God, you were. I loved it. I have, after that match happened, I think I watched it maybe 15 times. Like, I loved that match. And I don't know if it's just because that was the match they introduced the titles, like bringing them back or whatever. Or I don't know, but I thought that match was incredible. The storytelling, I loved it.
It was, I will just say, it was a spectacle to behold to be in the audience for that. I loved every moment of it. And I was also in the crowd the next night in Lafayette, Louisiana, when they introduced the four NXT call-ups in Ciampa and Gargano and Black and Ricochet.
Oh,
and
that would be
nobody
so sick.
In
yeah.
the crowd seemed to know who they were except me. And I was losing my mind wearing my Ciampa shirt. But I digress. Those were great matches. It's fun to just nerd out over wrestling. Yeah. I had a great time. I would go back. Anytime.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah. Houston was just a fantastic time to be a part of. Anyway, so I've now completely lost where I was, so I'm going to cut this part out. Where was I? I got to look at my notes now.
Favorite matches.
Right. Favorite matches. Okay. What about your own personal favorite match?
Ooh.
Like of your own, like that you have done.
I honestly really loved... At the Prelude, the tag match.
Right.
I really loved that match. I also really loved last January at a triple threat with Angelica, Nicole Matthews, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that match. It is on YouTube, so people can see it. We can thank Mike the Ref for that one and Backbreaker Media. I love that match as well. And then also pretty recently, I had a 2 out of 3 falls match with Angelica. In RCW in Edmonton here, and I really liked that match. That was my last RCW match, so I really liked that one. Those are the three that really stand out, are those ones there, for sure.
If you could have a dream match with anybody in the Alberta ring right now, like, who would you love to just have a feud with?
Ooh, anybody in Alberta?
Anybody in Alberta.
Zoe Sagar.
Yeah?
I mean, we've only had like a few matches. Like I can count on one hand how many matches we had, but I've never like been able to just go with her. So I want to just go. The Prelude, that wasn't enough for me. So I want to wrestle Zoe all the time.
I think
I want to have a full blown feud with this girl.
Everybody would agree.
Best out of 20. Best out of 20. Best out of 50 or something. I don't know.
Would this be like a Sheamus Cesaro thing? You finish your best of series, suddenly tag team?
Oh, I would love to do that.
Let's pitch
that. Office of Force Pro Wrestling or PWA Wrestling. Anybody who hears, I want a best of 7 with Zoe Sagar.
Okay, well, here, let's do this. My channel is also known for doing a lot of creatives and on-the-fly booking and fantasy stuff, so let's do that right now.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it.
What would we call the team of Kayla J and Zoe Sagar? Let's see.
Oh gosh.
Oh man, that's a difficult one. I'm trying to incorporate gold in there a little bit. Obviously, Zoe's a champion right now. I'm trying to see if we can get something like that. Not to say that you're not a champion. She's just currently a champion.
Well, she is. She is the current longest reigning probably women's champion in Alberta right now. So I gotta give it to that. I also vote for her to be, you know, Women's Wrestler of the Year in Alberta.
Thank you for taking part in that.
I did vote for her. I did tell her that, too, because she was bragging about it the other day. And I said, well, listen, I did vote for you, you know.
Oh,
I did come in second, if anybody wants to know.
It was a pretty close second.
I mean, like 15-20% off. But
well,
I
mean,
there.
It was closer
was
than
right
third place, right? I mean,
that's true. There was a drop off.
You know what the problem was? Every Kayla J fan that day, they were getting their teeth worked on, and they couldn't remember to take a look.
They were busy. They were sick. Their Wi-Fi wasn't working.
They had their Wi-Fi stolen, unfortunately, and they just couldn't get on to vote
exactly
in time.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, there you go. Next time, Zoe. Next year. We got Kayla coming for you. But so what would we call Zoe and Kayla if we don't see you as a tag team by the end of next year? That would be a kind of a fun thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know,
you know,
right?
As much as Zoe and I don't like each other sometimes in the ring, she's still a close friend. We can get along. We can be a tag team. But then when we want to wrestle each other, that's when the bitterness comes out. Because we both want to be the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I know what our catchphrase would be. It would be, we are gold.
Oh, that would make sense, yes.
Because Zoe's always saying, I am Zoe Sager, I am the champion. So
why wouldn't you just call that?
We are gold.
You should just do that. You should just call yourselves We Are Gold. There you
go. Oh, I love it. There you go.
We are gold.
Zoe, are you listening? She better be listening.
Well, we'll have to just send her the link to this.
Yeah,
we'll
she better be listening to this.
There you go. Would you say that you would rather, and this is a pure like a preference thing, would you rather be across the rink from Zoe or beside her?
Ooh, I've actually never teamed with her, ever.
Well, that sounds like an interesting concept right there. Everybody.
I would love to tag with her. I mean, and in the past, we have discussed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I always love wrestling her, though. So I feel like that would for sure be number one, but a very, very close number two would be tagging for sure. I want to be her partner so bad.
Well, there you go. We will do our best, but we got to get that best of a million series done and out of the way first.
Yeah, we'll finish our best of seven and go from there.
Who wins the best of seven?
Me, of course.
Obviously, right? I mean, if you had said, you're like, you voted for her, but you know where you stand as the golden child.
Hey, I have the winning record in our little whatever series we got going on right now. I have the winning record. I think I'm winning. Well, we have one draw between us. So I think I'm winning 3-2 right now.
I believe that was the statistic. I believe I've overheard this statistic before. So,
yes, because we were 2-2 before. So I'm winning 3-2 now.
There
so technically,
go.
I would have won already if it was like a best of five.
Well, there you go. You've already won the best of five. So all you need is two more wins under your belt, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, before we do let you go here, Kayla, is there anything else you would like to say to everybody out there in Alberta? Let them know who Kayla J is, where they can find you, things like that.
Oh, gosh. Well, you can find me on Facebook at Kayla J. And then Kayla J on Instagram and Twitter, of course. And then in the new year, you'll see me at Force. I'm sure they'll be announcing stuff after Christmas time coming up here real soon. So they'll be announcing stuff. You'll find me there all the time for sure.
So what you're saying is no spoilers here today.
Yeah, no spoilers because, to be completely honest, I'm not good with numbers. Well, actually, I'm very good with numbers, but I'm not good at remembering dates.
Well, that's
so
fine.
So Force Pro Wrestling will announce the dates, I'm sure, shortly.
We'll keep everybody up to date. Yeah, exactly. We'll have everybody listening in for those.
Or you should just follow Force Pro on the social medias, and then you'll always know.
There you go. Or Kayla
J. Because they always live stream their shows. Or me too, yeah. But you can watch from anywhere. You don't need to be in Edmonton. You can watch from everywhere.
I had my chances to watch the Prelude and Just the Tip. I got to enjoy them. I'm a giant mark for Alberta wrestling, obviously.
I love, I've mentioned it before, but I love that Force decided to live stream shows.
I think it
was
a great idea
for
sure.
That's how you discover more promotions and more wrestlers. Like, that's how I started watching Wrestle Circus before they kind of disappeared. But you start watching these shows because they're free and they're live streaming and it's wrestling. And you're like, yes, I will watch.
You
can't go wrong with
free
wrestling.
Absolutely. I have to say, just as a quick throw in there, that Orange Cassidy versus Gentleman Jervis match from earlier in the year at Wrestle Circus.
Yes.
I loved that match. That was so much fun. But, all right,
Blanchard and Cage. Oh my gosh. Oh, let me just throw that out there.
Tessa Blanchard is just a treat. She is such
She's my
treat.
Dream match.
Is that your dream match? If you could, if
that
you
is
could,
my dream match.
I can't believe 100%. I didn't ask that question.
Yes, she is my dream match, and obviously Sasha is up there too. But I feel like Tessa would be like something achievable.
Well, you're in Canada.
She's still technically on the scene, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. She's known to visit Canada once in a while. I think probably
she
more
is.
Than Sasha Banks. So I think the chances of it happening could be a lot higher.
I love it. One day, I'm sure.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Kayla, for joining me here today. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll hear from you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
What a phenomenal interview here with Kayla J wrapping up season one. I couldn't think of a better way to wrap up season one as we move into season two. Once again, January 6th, season two here of WrestleZode starts with an interview of Real Canadian Wrestling's Retribution taking place in Calgary on January 3rd, and they will also be taking place in Edmonton on January 4th. We're going to be seeing some amazing talents at these events, from heavy metal to Big Jess Youngblood to the original Marky to Cody Chimera. Like, there's going to be a lot of amazing talents wrestling at these events. If you are in Alberta, remember to check out RCW's events. I have a tape here from the Best of RCW Year One, which I will be interviewing in Season Two as well. A lot of really cool things, some guest stars, more interviews, more focus on the Alberta scene, and heck, even more reviews are going to be coming. Stay tuned for Season Two. I am so excited to be sharing all of this with all of you. Remember to check me out on social media at WrestleSode on Twitter, at facebook.com/WrestleSode, or you can check out my website at WrestleSode.com, and you can be kept up to date on everything happening. Once again, thank you, and a big shout out to everybody who has followed me along during the first season here of WrestleSode. It really does mean a heck of a lot to all the different guest stars on the show, from Rich to Chris to Cernesto to Tom to, like, there's been a million, to all the interviews that I'm going to be doing and all the interviews I'm going to be doing moving forward. Thank you again. If you do like this podcast, remember to hit subscribe and like, or give us a 5-star rating or review, or whatever it is that you want to do. Thank you all, and I'll see you all on January 6th for season 2.